Yay, the power. I just muted you all. Excellent. We should make a start. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Special welcome to Mark Suwaidi. Mark, where are you? Give us a wave. Mark is, I think, the last person we're expecting to join us this year. He's made it from Beirut this morning. Mark, big welcome to you. You're suffering a big temperature drop, culture shock. But we're really delighted that you can be here with us. So big welcome. So this is dubbed a friends meeting, and we're delighted to see some old friends here. Dave and Carol, welcome. Trudy, lovely to see you. We're much happier with this Somalia arrangement for you. Yasbeth, good to see you again. I'm probably upsetting people by not seeing them, but everyone here, you're very, very welcome to this friends meeting, which we were reflecting recently in the coordinated meeting that our friends meetings and our community meetings are really just getting more and more similar. And in fact, through this season, where we're having a number of talks on the subject of prayer, we're kind of making them even more similar because it's, well, we're all on Zoom and it's all a bit weird anyway. And well, prayer. Who doesn't want to know more about prayer and to grow in the practice of prayer? So we're really delighted to have Trevor and Linda sharing with us on prayer a little later on this afternoon. But before that, we're going to take a time to worship the Lord and come into his presence. JP will be leading us from 31 Linton Road. JP, I hope you're all kind of good to go. But just by way of kind of priming the pump, I wanted to share a couple of thoughts. If I can make my, what's happening there? Share screen, and I will just share a little scripture with you. And this is a passage that we all know so well from Luke chapter 21, starting verse 1. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Sorry, I got three in the picture. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on. Where's the story set? In the temple. Where are we now? In the courts of the Lord, in the temple. Why were these people there? To make an offering. Why are we here this afternoon? To make an offering to the Lord our God. But not an offering of money, but an offering of our time and an offering of praise and worship. Do we all like doing it on Zoom? I don't really. I don't know about the rest of you, but you know, it's a lot better than not doing it at all. I'd much prefer that we were all back in Acton Hill Church together and, you know, the good old days, as it were. I sound old. Hearing everybody, feeling everybody, sharing in that spiritual energy as we worship the Lord together. But in spite of that, is God here with us? Yes, absolutely. God is bigger than Zoom. God is bigger than virtual meetings. And it's still his desire to meet with us and for us to meet with him. We're distracted by the things in our houses, by our living rooms or other rooms, the comings and goings of the house, telephones, laptops, seeing ourselves, seeing each other. But I encourage us just to take all that and make it part of our offering to the Lord. Take all those little distractions, make them part of what we give to the Lord this afternoon. The sound is weird. Oh, we just jumped forwards or backwards in time a little bit. What's going on? Let's just take all that and give it to the Lord, because he wants to meet with us and for us to meet with him. This widow that Jesus pointed out only had very little by one measure to put into the treasury. And we might feel that we've got very little to put into the treasury of the Lord this afternoon. But that's not the measure that the Lord uses. The measure that he uses is the cost to us in some way. And so if you've got to pull yourself back from distraction 5, 10, 50 times this afternoon, what a great offering to the Lord that is. If all we can do is focus on the Lord for half of one song, what a great offering to the Lord that is. So I would encourage us as we just come into a time of praise and worship that we just seek to give the Lord the very best that we can this afternoon, because he is waiting, anticipating us coming into his courts so that he can meet with us. Amen. Amen. JP, I'm going to hand over to you now. Please lead us into the courts of the Lord. And I'd encourage folks just to follow JP's direction, sit, stand, be as active as you can. The Lord is with us.